The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Mark Turgeon. The Terrapins claimed the number 3 seed in the Big Ten tournament after posting a 12-6 record in conference play. Maryland will open the tournament in Friday's quarterfinals at approximately 9 p.m. Eastern time. Coach Turgeon, good morning. Do we have Coach Turgeon on the line here, darling?
Brett. Sorry. Good morning, man.
Zach had me on mute. Zach Bolno. Please provide us just a quick thought, Coach, and then we'll go straight to questions for you.
We're excited about, playing in D.C. Commissioner Delaney said it was going to be part of the deal, and we joined the league. We'd, play a tournament in D.C. And so we're excited about that, not having to get on a plane. It's great for our fans. It should be a fun, great weekend in D.C. It's going to be some just phenomenal basketball. We got a tremendous league that's just gotten really, really good in the last month because we have great coaches in the league that make their teams better, and we had young teams that got better. So it's going to be some big-time basketball. We're just glad we get to do it in our backyard, which will be fun.
Thank you, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please, Darla.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Roman Stubbs, Washington Post.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good, Roman.
Hey, I know you mentioned the other day that you felt like your team kind of got their swagger back. I'm wondering how they would sustain that or how you're focused on getting them to sustain that just through the layoff and preparation this week.
Well, the layoff's much needed. I'm thankful we don't play till Friday. So it's a long season. We played a lot of games down the stretch. I think we had 4 in 10 days. I was getting after them pretty hard in practice. So we're going to take Sunday and Monday off and then get back to work tomorrow, Tuesday, and try to get better. And we'll practice hard and prepare hard and try to play better basketball this weekend than we've played all year. So that's kind of our approach. Guys are feeling good about themselves, and that's a big part of it, So they're happy and they're proud of what they've done, so the confidence level should be good going into this weekend.
Your next question is from Adam Jardy, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Mark, you mentioned this a minute ago about how, obviously it's going to be a great tournament for your fans. I just wonder if you've had any stories relayed to you, if you've gotten any sense about, what you might be expecting from your fan base or what kind of crowds you might be looking forward to this week.
Yeah, I don't know. I know we've sold all our allotment, and I'm sure, Terp fans have been trying to snatch up tickets. So it's one of those things. I think Friday night, we should have a pretty good crowd. If we're lucky enough to advance, which is not easy to do this time of year, but I think if we continue to advance, our crowds will continue to grow. So I'm hoping that, just to see it, I hope that we're able to do it. But, us being at home doesn't guarantee anything, obviously. But we're looking forward to being in a city and playing in an arena that we feel comfortable in. We played there earlier this year versus Georgetown, and so the surroundings we're familiar with. But it should be a great tournament, and hopefully our fans will come out Friday night.
And is that – I know that's – it's obviously a good thing to be playing in front of your fans. Does that add anything in the way of unwanted pressure and that you know that it's not like you're playing on necessarily a neutral court? And does that add any negative pressure in a way, just that it's
It's a neutral court. It'll be a neutral court. But we love neutral courts. So we don't think about those things. We look at it as a positive. We don't have to travel. We're going to get on a bus. We're only going to miss one day of school this week. Because we're gonna take a bus in Thursday night, because we don't play till late Friday night. So academically, it's great for us. There's just a ton of positives for us for this time of year.
Thank you.
You bet.
Your next question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Don.
In terms of approaching this as a do you approach it the same way every year, or does it depend on where your team is at in terms of how they're playing, where you hope to be seated, or do you just go in the idea of winning one game at a time?
No, I think you approach it the same way. You'd like to go into the tournament with 24 wins because you're in the NCAA tournament, so that takes a lot of pressure off right there. So now we'll you know, like I said earlier, we're feeling good about ourselves. Hopefully, you know, we plan on having a great week of practice. We'll go one at a time, and it's so hard to win this time of year. So, you know, we'll just get prepared for Friday. We won't know, obviously, till late Thursday night who our opponent's going to be, which gives us a chance to really work on us this week, which is more important. But then we'll just take it one at a time and do the best we can.
And this question is from Patrick Donahue, Terrapin Sports Report.
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Good, Patrick.
You kind of already alluded to my question when talking about, you know, being able to work on yourselves as opposed to getting into the X's and O's of game planning for a team since you don't know who your opponent will be. You've spoken about this many times in the past, you know, with obviously having almost a week now to focus on yourselves, what kind of things will you be focusing on, and just how important is having almost a whole week to do so?
Well, you know, I think we struggled at home and with our defense in the Iowa and Minnesota game. And I thought our last two games we really defended. So we made strides. So we'll continue to work there. We got out-rebounded Saturday by Michigan State by 4. I thought we competed a little bit better on the glass. So we'll continue to work on that and continue to get better. You know, there's some things offensively we need to work on. There's no secrets this time of year. I mean, I call a play. I think Michigan State knew exactly what we were running almost every time. We're sitting on it. Did a tremendous job. It's been that way almost every game here down the stretch. So you just try to figure out ways to get open looks this time of year. But I think just getting us fresh, getting our mindset right, and then, you know, just practicing well and feeling good about ourselves is really what's important.
Thank you. We've got time for one more question, please, for Darla.
Any final questions from Chad Listikow? Good morning, Register.
Hey, Coach. I cover the Hawkeyes, and just curious. Most people think they're on the outside of the NCAA tournament at this point. I'm just curious your thoughts of their case for making the tournament and maybe some of those other teams that are sort of in the middle of the Big Ten right now.
Yeah, I think I was listening to Chris at the end. We got three or four teams that are just phenomenal right now, Minnesota, Iowa, Michigan, I'm going to forget somebody, Illinois, that have just really made our league just an amazing league down the stretch. So I expect them to play great. They've been the best team in our league here the last 5 weeks, or excuse me, 5-6 games. They're on a roll. I think the committee likes that. I don't even know who they play because I haven't looked at the bracket, but, you know, I think they're right there, and they got a chance. So good for them. Fran's done an amazing job. They got a young team, talented team, and they just keep getting better, and they're playing with great confidence. So it'd be great if they, you know, win a game or two, because I think it just gives maybe 8 teams in the tournament or 9 or whatever the number is, which would be great for our league.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Thanks, Coach. We'll see you in D.C.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you.